Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country at BBM Bummerbrit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the country thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yana Strong? Here we are, Mabo Day, and it's marked annually on 3rd June. It commemorates Mur Island man Eddie Corky Mabo and his successful efforts to overturn the legal fiction of terra nullius, or land belonging to no one. With that, I'll catch up with his beautiful daughter, Sister Gail Mabo, on the line. Gail, good morning, my sister. How are you?
I'm very well, Trev. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Okay, my mob are Meriam people from the Torres Straits, also Mumbra from Palm Island, and Nawagi from Ingham.
Oh, beautiful. Big shout out to all your mob. Look, thank you for coming on this fantastic day, Mabo Day. Look, your beautiful father represented our peoples across this big island. So let me explain to the people there, what is Mabo case? What is the Mabo case?
Oh, the Mabo case was a case that when my dad was told he didn't own his land in the Torres Straits, because traditionally it's handed down from father to son and so on. And when he was told by the professors at university, no, when the Cook came and proclaimed Australia for the monarchy, so for the Queen at the time, it abolished any rights of any persons to hold that land as their own. So therefore, he looked at that and he says, no, that's not right. You know, we own this land.
Mm.
We've been here for time immemorial. So therefore, I'm going to show people and fight this, because this is not right, because he wanted this land to pass on to his children.
Yes.
And to keep that thing going. So therefore, you know, it took him 10 years in High Court, but he did it. He stuck it out, he did it. And then that's why the case holds his name, Mabo, because he was the one who stepped up to actually start the fight.
Yes, beautiful. Question to all our daily listeners out there who just tuned in, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black, having a beautiful yarn with Gail Mabo, the daughter of Eddie Corky Mabo. Here we celebrate Mabo Day. Why is it significant, Gail?
Well, it's a day that, you know, when it came down and that 200-year-old law was broken, because that's what it was, it was when Cook came and he proclaimed it for England, and he said Australia was terra nullius, meaning land of no one, meaning because blackfellas didn't have fences, didn't have houses, didn't have what they deemed to have, like in England. We didn't have that.
Mm.
So therefore, it belongs to nobody, so therefore we'll take it. And that law was broken by Mabo. And for me, now all Indigenous Australia can celebrate their connection to their country, wherever their country may be. And, you know, that's where it gave the rights for people to go and be proud about, you know, being on their country.
Yes.
And, you know, and recognising and then now reiterating that whole system of governance on their own country with their elders.
Mm. So beautiful. Now, the sad thing is, Gail, your beautiful father, he died 5 months before the historic decision came on 3rd June. Is that the case regarding native title? Yes?
That is correct.
And here we are celebrating today, this day, and forever will. It just confirmed that terra nullius was legal fiction, land belonging to no one, which wasn't the case.
That's right, because you think about mob, you think, you know, we're all over the place.
Exactly.
And we all, every space, it belongs to a nation of people.
Mm.
It's not that it was just an individual, it was a nation. So there was many peoples within one space who proudly held that space and looked after that space.
Yes.
And so for me, it is that thing of, like, you know, we all stand tall, we all stand together now.
Fantastic. And we do look at created the movement. And here we are, First Nation people. We still struggle for our existence, our acknowledgement, especially of our country and what have you. So it's a powerful vehicle, you could say, living in the white man world in 60,000 years, always was, always will be, yes?
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? Sometimes as Indigenous peoples, do we really need to be, you know, it would be nice, but do we really need to be recognised by peoples who shunt us?
Yes,
because
exactly.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, we stand tall in the fact that we know who we are. Mm. We know where we come from. They're the ones, because they're pointing the fingers at us saying, you know, that you know, you don't belong here, blah, blah, blah. Mm. But how many fingers pointing back at them? Because they don't know that.
Exactly.
They're saying this question to themselves.
Mm. Exactly.
So as Indigenous peoples, we should still all stand strong, stand proudly about who we are, where we come from, in the fact that, our blood is from this country.
And here we are, 2025, 21st century, and still fighting for our existence as such. And look, success is best revenge. We talk loud, we talk strong,
right.
But we still got an uphill battle, a lot of gaps to close. And they talk about build a bridge, get over it, or we didn't do this to you. That was in the past. But your history is your history, black or white, good or bad, the history is the history. And acknowledging the history, and that will always be, and we're still trying to fight for that reason. That is the case, isn't it, Gail?
That's correct. Yes. And so, and that's where, you know, it's that thing of like, that's why, for me, Mabo to me, the future is those children, because you know what, they're not they're easy to mold.
Yes.
They listen.
Yes.
And they listen, and they're willing to listen, take it all in, and accept.
Mm.
Whereas all them old folk, sorry, they're that concrete set, we can't move them anymore.
Sure.
So therefore, let's move on and embrace the children of the future, because that's where our understanding and our acknowledgement will come, is in the future.
Well, if you look
because,
at the so-called...
You know, it might be in my children's, my grandchildren's generation.
Yes.
That this shift and change will happen.
Exactly.
But we will still keep fighting. That's not
going to
stop.
And we will still keep fighting. And so we continue to fight and acknowledge. And if you look at the so-called skyscrapers of the world and the so-called cities, all built on stolen land.
That's right.
So the acknowledgement
that's
is
right. Yeah.
Yet to be existed. They, you know, they talk about Anzac, lest we forget. Well, the same phrase we could use in regarding our recognition, our acknowledgement, and the true owners, the First Peoples, lest we forget.
Yep, lest we forget.
So, Gail, you travel through life. You're an artist as such, and you hold your father's name. So that comes with a bit of weight in regarding, well, it's a vehicle, it's a tool, it's an educational conversation just to be introduced, Gail, I would say, in your shoes.
That's right.
Yep.
But it's also, too, For those young people who are, you know, because I came back from Melbourne, and one of the things was the young people who live in cities are forgetting respect.
Yes.
And it's that thing of like, well, maybe this is a start where we need to educate them about and understand the respect factor of even having an elder in the room.
Yes.
Because it's with that respect that comes time. When you sit down, you have a conversation, you break bread, you make a cup of tea, you sit down and have the biggest chance. And you learn about someone.
Exactly.
And so through that acknowledgement and respect of just being and listening, you learn a lot more. And so, you know, that's the future of our young people. They're forgetting to slow down and listen.
Sure.
Everything's too fast, everything. We're in the time of the instant gratification.
And you're talking about education, you're talking about the curriculum, so to speak. This should be put in the curriculum. We all learnt about Captain Cook, did we not, back in the day, and still do. All about the First Peoples. That should be part of the curriculum in regarding educating our kids, black and white. Yes.
Well, that was the fight that my dad brought to the education system in the 70s.
Yeah.
He said, "Why are we still learning about Cook? Why aren't we learning about the First Nations people, about their fights and who they are?" And so that's what took him on to making his own school, because he needed us to understand Black Followay and how Indigenous people and the languages and the appreciation of who we are as fellow people.
Yes.
Because it was that whole thing of, like, he came into our classrooms when we were younger, and he says, first off, why do Black kids sit to the back? Yeah. Secondly, why are you talking about Cook? They don't know who Cook is. Cook is his white man in his book. Mm. Why can't you talk about Black people here and now?
Exactly.
And so because he
and all our kings
that,
and all our leaders of our tribal people.
It.
Yep, challenge it.
Yeah. You challenge it, then you make a change. And he did. He made a change by making his own school. He had parents be the committee of the school who dictated what was to be learnt in the school.
And colonisation made us lose our culture, our language, what have you. That's all coming back strong, especially in First Nation communities.
Big revival, yes.
Big revival.
You know, and we should actually celebrate that.
Yes.
Because it's that whole thing of, like, you know, the enduring factor that Black people have strength, and they have many layers of strength. You can knock them down, but guess what? They're resilient. They're going to keep coming back. You might like it, but guess what? Mm. We're not going nowhere.
We're not going nowhere. Forever was. Yes, forever will be, yes. Too daily, my sister. So you're travelling through life. You're an artist as such, aren't you? Tell us your journey, sister, and what
my
work you got going.
My journey's taking me to Europe at the moment.
Okay.
So, I just had an exhibition in Germany.
Yes.
And I'm in conversations to have an exhibition in Berlin. So, no, not Berlin, sorry. Let's get that one right. I'm going to Belgium.
Belgium. All right, beautiful.
Yeah. So,
all right.
You know, that's where just sharing that whole connection to Dad, the stories of space and the stories of who we are as First Nations people through my artworks is that thing of, like, breaking down barriers between people and getting acceptance of the difference between peoples.
Well, we are storytellers. Gail, you use your art to tell your story as in First Nation people of this country. And, of course, wherever you go, you always have the conversation about Eddie Koiki Mabo and his fight in the courts and regarding native title.
Yep.
That carries you everywhere. So if you've got an exhibition of art over in Germany, well, there lies the stories with the paintings.
That's right. And then they learn a little bit more about it.
Exactly. So good to be talking with you, my sister. So proud of you. Thank you for your yarn. Happy Mabo Day. And all the best to your family, my darling. And keep in touch. And drop in stairs when you get the can. Mama Bipa, my sister.
Excellent. Will do.
God bless you. Take care, sis. Yawo.
Okay, thank you. Yawo.
Beautiful yarn there. Little yarn. The daughter of Eddie Koiki
Mabo. She don't care about my money, and that's real good, cause I don't got a lot to spend. But if I did, it wouldn't mean nothing. She likes me for me, not because I look like Tyson Beckford with the charm of Robert Redford oozing out my ears. But what she sees are my faults and indecisions, my insecure conditions, and the tears upon the pillow that I shed. She don't care about my big screen, my collection of DVDs. Things like that just never mattered much to her. Plus, she don't watch too much TV. And she don't care that I can fly her to places she ain't never been. She really wants to go. I think deep down she knows that all she has to say is when. She likes me for me, not because I hang with Leonardo or that guy who played in Fargo. I think his name is Steve. She's the one for me, and I just can't live without her. My arms belong around her, and I'm so glad I found her. We entertain our feelings in the dark.
She likes me for me, not because I sing like Pavarotti or because I'm such a hottie. I like her for her, not because she's fat like Cindy Crawford. She has got so much to offer. Why does she waste all her time with me? There must be something there that I don't see. I don't see. She likes me for me.
Mark Harbrow, you're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
Stop white sands, adrift and free.
Be young as yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbleberg Media, 9847 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yana Strong, your mob, NERS, discover Indigenous thought and resistance. Enroll in CIB 103 today. Are you ready to challenge your thinking and engage with some of the most powerful ideas shaping our society today? You're invited to enrol in CIB 103, Indigenous Resistance, Revolutionaries and Rights, a university-wide elective at QUT that explores Indigenous people's political and intellectual contributions in Australia and beyond. So with that, I'll catch up a yarn with lecturer Kevin Yao Yi. Kevin online. Kevin, good morning, brother. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How
are
you doing?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, Kevin, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on. My name's Kevin Yao Yi, and I'm a Waka Waka and South Sea Islander man. Good. So my mob are from Cherbourg,
yes.
And on my mum's side, South Sea Islander, and that's where my surname comes from, Yao Yi,
okay.
And after my grandfather, Kevin Yao Yi. I was born and bred on the stolen lands of the Butchula people in Harvey Bay, and I've been living down here in Maganjin, Brisbane, for about 20 years now. So, yeah, good to yarn this morning.
Good, beautiful. Thank you very much. Big shout-out to you, Mob. Thank you for the introductory. Now let's talk about Discover Indigenous Thoughts and Resistance. Enrol, CIB 103 today. So talk about this space. What are we looking for, political and intellectual contributions?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a lecturer here at Queensland University of Technology at the Kurumba Institute under the leadership and scholarship of Mulindjali and South Sea Islander Professor Chelsea Watergo. And our team here at the Kurumba Institute have carried all this unit, of this subject, and we have developed it as a team of black fellows called CIB 103, Indigenous Resistance, Revolutionaries and Rights. And I guess the key difference to this particular university subject is that it centres the black learner, and it centres our ways of knowing, being and doing in the very curriculum, in the design of the unit.
Yes.
And we cover, over the course of this subject, we cover such topics including sovereignty and what it means to blackfellas, race and racism and how these play out in with colonial nation states, such as Australia.
Yeah.
We cover topics of black love and what it means to be a good ancestor. So there's something for everyone.
So it becomes a platform, so to speak, for, stamping out racism, educating non-Indigenous brothers and sisters about our existence. It's a powerful tool, I would pick up.
Yeah, absolutely. And the beauty about CIB 103 is that you don't actually have to be a QUT student to enrol.
Okay.
Because of the unit and how it's designed, you can actually, even if you're not a university student or even if you're not studying anything, you can enrol in CIB 103. And it's a great opportunity, like you said, for our non-Indigenous peers to be a part of.
Okay.
But especially, you know, in terms of blackfellas interested in learning more around the space and contributing to the conversations in class, I would encourage everyone to, you know, jump online, check out QUT's Kurumba Institute, or follow us on LinkedIn and Instagram. There's, like I said, the subject's there and it's there for everyone.
And when we're talking about enrolling, how long are we talking the course goes for?
Yeah, so this course is an 11-week course.
Yep.
And it's the beauty of this is that it's available both in person or online.
Okay.
So when we rolled this unit out, this subject out in summer, just gone, I actually had students in my class that were attending in person here in Maganjin in Brisbane.
Yep.
But I also had students online who were dialing in from Larrakia country up in Darwin. I had one student down in Yorta Yorta country in Shepparton, and another student in Gadigal in so-called Sydney. So it was a really nice mixture of students, both in person, but also different people from all around the country. And even though we have a strong focus on Queensland and the events that taken place here in Queensland, we do also shine a light on other states and territories as well. And I think the beauty of having this available to students online is that we might be discussing something that's happened in Queensland or happening in Queensland, and, you know, the student up in Darwin can also contribute to the conversation because something similar might be happening there. Mm. Or the student down in Shepparton, Yorta Yorta country, can contribute to the conversations because, you know, they can relate to it in terms of what's happening in their own community. So it doesn't matter where you are across this beautiful country of ours, you can enrol even if you're not in McGann's in Brisbane.
I see it as a nice platform for young brothers and sisters who are stepping into the political arena, or strong black people, you could say, the word they use as activists. It gives them knowledge and how to deliver messages that should be heard and stand up for the rights of Indigenous people. That I would see that as a platform for those two identities, you would think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the beauty of this subject is that we might have a first-year nursing student, we might have a fourth-year social work student who are also in the same room as some people who've been out in industry, out working full-time for 20 or 30 years. So you got this really nice mixture of beginning learners in with folks who've been around for, you know, 40, 50 years doing this work. And I love this unit because even though I'm the unit coordinator, I get to teach with so many of our brilliant staff here at the Currumbee Institute. I mean, we've got a pretty I'm going to big note us up here a little bit, but
we have a
rock star lineup of educators.
Yes.
I mean, Professor Chelsea Watergo, Dr. Amy McQuire, Dr. Raylene Nixon, my brother, Mr. Francis Nona, Dr. David Singh, Dr. Helena Kylik. We've got a stellar lineup of educators that can impart their knowledge and their wisdom, but also, like I said, centre the black learner. We have designed this unit with black fellas at the very centre of our thinking and our design, and I know from the feedback that we got from last summer, both our black fellas and non-Indigenous students really, really enjoyed CIB 103, and as a unit coordinator, it gives me so much pride and enthusiasm and energy to come into class every week because the content is so rich and is so powerful. And it's a privilege to be a part of this unit and subject.
Thank you, Kevin. And I always say it's well needed as well in regard to here we are, 21st century, we're still fighting for our existence and acknowledgement. Coming from the no referendum, so to speak, you know, we are still on the shelves in the intro, so to speak. So it's a powerful tool.
I mean, you know, in recent years, we've seen an astounding strong no response to the referendum here in so-called Queensland. Just in the last few months, we've had the Tracts to Treaty be demolished with the new Christopherly government in place.
Yep.
So it is, it is very timely that CIB 103 is around at the moment because there is so much happening in Indigenous affairs, black colour affairs, and this unit really opens the door for those who want to know more and explore how they can be more involved in the issues that are affecting black fellows across the country.
Well, thank you very much. So how do people enrol in this course again?
Yeah, absolutely. So if anyone's listening, like I said, remember, you can do this online if you want to. You don't have to be in Brisbane, so no matter where you're listening. And also, you don't need to be a QT student. So if you're not studying, that's fine too. I would encourage you to Google QUT Currumbee Institute, Currumbee, C-A-R-U-M-B-A, Institute. And then all the details for enrollment is there. There's also, we are also on LinkedIn and also on Instagram where we have lots of information about CIB 103, Indigenous Resistance Revolutionaries and Rights.
Kevin Yeo-Yee, thank you very much, my brother. Good yarning with you. Big shout out to your team. A fantastic opportunity here for our mob. Discover Indigenous thoughts and resistance. Enroll in CIB 103 today. You keep smiling, brother. We'll yarn soon.
Thank you very much and big shout out to all the mob up north, and I hope you take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Deadly Yarn there, that's Kevin Yeo-Yee, lecturer and look fantastic. And Indigenous Resistant Revolution and Rights University-wide elective at QUT that explores Indigenous people's political and intellectual contributions in Australia and beyond. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black. Yarn with your host, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray Funakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, National Talk Black.
You're speaking, but I never hear what you say. Can you replay it? I'm in my feelings. Am I miscommunicating? I hate this. Let's talk about love. Let's talk about life. Talk about change.
We all want a place to call home. That's why the new Queensland Government is investing $2 billion in infrastructure like transport, water and power to get land ready to build homes sooner. To support first home buyers, we've removed stamp duty on new builds. We're delivering 53,500 new social and community homes by 2044. And we're unlocking more rental supply by lifting subletting restrictions. Search a place to call home. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland.
Make great happen.
RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
To Deadly Mob, welcome back to your Deadly Program, National Talk Black, as I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trevor, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country, BB and Bumba Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong here on your Deadly Program, National Talk Black. Text your brother as well, 0457140550, and that Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. All is here for your yarns, and I'll say to go across the nation. Big shout out to First Nation radio stations across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome, Black National, Tall Black, have your say, and yarn us wrong. We're going to catch up a yarn now to the managing director of Pacific Nights, and that's DJ Balawool. You got him on the line. DJ Balawool, good morning. How are you?
Hello, Trendy.
How you going, brother?
Yeah, good. Townsville.
Townsville, so we're on a road show. Let's talk about Pacific Nights, operated here in Cairns, based in Cairns. Did a program, concert back here in Cairns at the Jack, and that was last week. And weekend just passed, we had in Townsville. Just give us a background of Pacific Nights first, please, DJ Balawool.
So Pacific Nights, I was DJing for communities, private parties, and I got to know people's personal playlists, what they played in their backyards, what they played for families. And
the word cloud comes to mind. Are we talking cloud music?
A lot of the stuff that I played at private parties for families were from SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot of following DJ Balawool?
Lots of following.
And you saw an opportunity to bring it to life, bring it to the stage.
So I've noticed like just a few artists that people are playing in their backyards, and no one was making events on them, so I started making like events based on that, and people like seeing their personal music playlist come to life, which is what I'm trying to do.
Okay, so as a First Nation man, DJ, business entrepreneur, how long you been a DJ?
Would have started in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a good journey, and mostly just doing private events, probably
weddings and 21st and 18th.
Most of it's private events, and then the lesser half is all nightclubs. So I grew up in an environment of learning how to look after, crowds of 100 and more.
Fantastic.
And so, yeah.
And when you're looking at the SoundCloud music, we're talking about our black people, male and females, Torres Strait Islanders, Aboriginals, but even as far as Papua New Guinea are doing their music on SoundCloud, and the following is astronomical. There you saw the business opportunity of bringing it to the stage, so to speak, live performances, and it opened up a fantastic business opportunity doorway, you could say.
The trend right now is First Nations, Papua New Guinea, and other South Pacific nations.
Mm-hmm.
We're in an era where there's like a generation of young people that are able to make music within their own households that are need like...
And very talented people we're talking, DJ Balawool.
Yeah. Well, naturally they all have rhythm, they all have creativity, without the burden of trying to organize like a $10,000 studio or anything to make things happen,
Thanks to 21st century, the worldwide web. Technology, exactly.
Yeah. And then
things, so it's untouched, you could say, Bala DJ Bull, it's untouched, this opportunity.
There are other
there are a few other people doing stuff, you know, even outside of Australia. You know, there's a lot of activity in South Pacific Islands, but I personally feel that something's about to things are about to get centralized, where there'll be like a big thing to come out of it, really. And yeah, I feel Pacific music is evolving and catching up with the rest of the world stage.
Fantastic. So we did a performance here in Cairns at the Jack. You just finished a concert at the Dalrymple Hotel in Townsville. So we're talking about a roadshow. You're about to head to Mackay and then Brisbane. Tell us what artists you got on stage with you.
With the artists I've got, so I did work with PNG artist Sai K, Phylis Kania, who is very diverse, but comes from a PNG rock background, Tolai Rock. So, so that's his area, East New Britain, and he's part of a he comes from a family of musicians, and his father is very famous in PNG, Leonard Carnier, and he's got famous other relatives as well. So with this with these shows that we've been doing, it was sort of based on his and his team, and bringing in like a live band, his band, Minigul Eye Band.
So he travels with a band, and what, three, four piece band?
And the appeal behind this one for the events with Pacific Nights has done this year is that PNG has a really, really big and impressive live music industry. It's really massive, and then we wanted to bring some of that into North Queensland.
We've also
brought along other artists, young trending artists, Jaran and a female PNG artist, Mariani Masani, and also the legend from Central, from Gaire, Mokai, which Mokai, his music, a lot of First Nations and especially Torres Strait Islanders have been listening to Mokai.
Got big following from the Torres Straits, big following.
Fantastic. So Mokai was. Mokai was a good fit for North Queensland. You know, his music, you can have like aunties or families, older generation, playing his music while they're in the house.
Yeah.
You know, relaxing or sweeping around. They'll play some of his songs. And so we definitely are glad to have him with us for these shows in Cairns, Townsville, Mackay and Brisbane.
Okay, Mackay, you're performing coming this weekend, Maguire's Hotel in Mackay. Doors open at 8 p.m. How do people purchase tickets, DJ Bullaboo?
So you can go to our Instagram, Pacific Nights NQ. So if you type on Instagram, Pacific Nights NQ, also on Facebook, just look for Pacific Nights and you'll be able to see our social medias. There are posts and ticket links there, and of course BBM Bummer Bipper Media, this radio station. Just follow them on social media, and there's advertisements and ticket links there.
Okay, that's this weekend coming. The following weekend, you're in Brisbane at the Racehorse Hotel. Same thing applies. People can go online and purchase tickets for those two next up and coming concerts.
Yep. The way it works is that we start off with the ticket prices very low online, and so we can just get feedback from you guys, the fans, and then we'll gradually raise prices over time. But right now,
get early birds. You jump in first cab off the rank. Jump in early, cheaper tickets.
Yep. Get a good discount. Go online. Go early. And, we'll be happy to put on a show for you and come to our shows, the ones coming in Mackay and Brisbane.
Okay, looking at some of your performances here, you also had Sir George Talick. Is he joining us at these concerts, and how's that operating?
No official statement yet. So an update will come soon. Okay.
Okay.
So what's happened is he's from the same area as Sy and all the other guys. So East New Britain, Kokopo.
He's old school and very old school, but also very well known in PNG. Hence, the PNG government gave him his title as Sir George Talik.
Yep. And there's also rumours, so don't classify this as an official statement. I think the artist Mokai, who we're with, I think he's about to be knighted very soon, and he's going to be Sir Mokai, same like Sir George Talik as well.
DJ Balawul hanging out with the big titled people.
it's been very fun. It's been very fun sharing the stage with him and all that. And sharing the stage with people where I have to try keep up with them, and sometimes they have to try keep up with me. So we're all, we're all operating on the same page on stage, and it's very fun interacting with each other.
Well, it's fantastic. Congratulations for bringing sound music, SoundCloud music to the people. And we're talking live performances. So when you're talking about Pacific Nights, and here you've got a roadshow happening, starting back in late May, going to mid-June, how often do you do Pacific Nights in a year, DJ Balawul?
So far the pattern is three major shows in Cairns a year.
Mm-hmm.
And what naturally happens is when you plan the one show and you're networking with people and all that, a bunch of ideas come up and everything, and people have their own ideas to the team you're with, and so that'll result in going for like other shows, like for example, after the Cairns show we did last year back in 2024. Conversations came from that, and we ended up going to Townsville last year for the first time.
Mm.
And we also went all the way up to the Torres Straits, up to Bardo Island.
Mm-hmm.
So these were these were extra shows that came out of the conversation from working on the first project.
So it's finding the wants and the needs of the people, fulfill their want and need, and you have a business opportunity.
So far in my journey is just working to make it better sustainable and everything. One thing I've learned as an events organizer, promoter, or manager is that lot of problem solving involved, and
yep.
lot of overheads, lot of bills to pay, and just trying to be an effective event planner, an effective business person.
But I also see an opportunity, a platform for our deadly artists out there, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islanders, PNG artists, have a platform for their recognition, acknowledgement of their music, and you could say a star is born. That's the platform I'm picking up.
Yep. Well, the stars already exist,
mm-hmm.
and you just have to make an event around them, and
people will come. Build it and they will come.
People will come. Yeah, that's right.
Good yarn with you. Thank you, Bala. DJ Will, roadshow. So our next performance for Pacific Nights this weekend, 6th June, Maguire's Hotel, Mackay, and then 13th June in Brisbane, the Racecourse Hotel. Good yarn with you. Travel safe. Big shout out to the artists, and also keep your eye on Pacific Nights online. Purchase tickets, but there's a following, and thank you for your yarn.
Thank you, Trendy.
Take care, brother. All the best.
Okay, bye-bye.
Too Deadly, beautiful yarn there. DJ Balawul, the organizer and the owner of Pacific Nights. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. About to sign off. Thank you for your company, your mob. We're back in the hostel again tomorrow. That daily number 1-800-422-416. Stay tuned. Got the news coming up very soon via NERS, National Reservation Service. A big shout out to all First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours, Deadly Black Network. Keep doing what you're doing, sharing our stories, our music, our yarns, and a lot of stuff that we yarn about don't happen on mainstream radio. So Black Space, Black Network is too deadly. Trinity Trev signing off. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We'll yarn soon.